Chapter 23. Moonless night had settled over the water meadow. The young beasts were huddled together, sleeping soundly. Midda and the Witherspike twins were wide awake. They lay stomach down, scanning the darkened landscape. Jiddle murmured,
"What's keeping Tula? She's been gone for ages."
Jinty rubbed her eyes.
"Well, she's probably searching round the island, right, Midda?"
The Gowson maid nodded.
"Aye. First she's got to find where old Bees and his bonus has his den. That's where he'll have taken Diggler. Mad old beast like that. 'Twouldn't surprise me if he made his nest up in a tree like a bird. Jiddle's right, though. Tora's been gone a long time now. Too long for my liking."
"Shall we go and search for her?"
Midda rejected Jiddle's suggestion.
"No, it might cause confusion. And if the babes wake and find us gone, they'll ball the place down. Hush now, I thought I heard something."
Trigget's wild laughter caused him to jump with surprise.
"Ha ha ha! Heard something? So you did, but don't fret. 'Twas only me. Here's your little bushy tail friend. You can have her back this time."
Tura, gagged, bound and stunned, was flung into the captive's camp. When Trigget called out of the darkness again, his temperament had changed. Now the mad hog was irate and threatening.
"Next time you try any clever tricks, I'll send your mousy babe back to you. His ears first, then his tail and snout. Maybe the following night you'll get his paws and tongue. Do I make myself clear?"
A groan of defeat came from Midda.
"All right. We understand. It won't happen again."
With a final burst of insane merriment, Trigget skipped blithely off into the night. Jinty Witherspike loosed the squirrel maid of her gag and bonds, bathing her face with some cooled water. Tura was totally miserable.
"You wouldn't believe it, but that crazy creature has a crew of toads guarding him. I was creeping up to his den when suddenly they were all over me. Ugh, damp, slimy beasts, they sat on me and croaked until the mad beast came running and cracked me over the head with his staff. Then he tied me up like an old bundle of washing. I thought he was going to kill me."
Midda inspected the bruise on Tura's brow.
"But he didn't. You'll live. Did you get to catch sight of little Diggler?"
Tura shook her head.
"I never even got into Trigget's den. Well, what's our next move, mates?"